Hello, welcome to the Country for Being podcast. I am your host, Lynn, and I'm back. I know I talk about ghosting, and that's exactly what I did. I disappeared for a while. But, you know, I know I've been gone. I know I've been gone. Take me back, Stink. You guys should call me Stink.
I'm fucking losing my
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave. But it's back. You know, new year, new lashes. But first thing I want to get out the way is, you know, shout out to all the people that joined me in 2020 who came through and, you know, told us about themselves and let their voice be heard. So I want to shout out Brett Marte. I know he be doing his pop-ups because he pop-ups of his foods and stuff. So I definitely have to pull up one day and, you know, just show your little spread. So shout out to Brad Marte. Shout out to Gerard. Gerard came through multiple times. Public speaker, JC Wright, all his multiple names. So shout out to him. Shout out to Cheyenne and shout out to Christina, my cousins. Okay, thank you for joining me. And for this new year, more guests. Okay, I do want more people to come along because, you know, why not? You know, let everybody speak. Shoot, I might do a little bit of crossovers. You never know. But we did it. We did it, y'all. It's good to know that I wasn't the only person that was uncomfortable when she was like, we did it. We did it. Because that was just so weird. Like, I'm like, But it's so funny how, like, we take stuff and, like, we make so many different things out of it. Because somebody had a PlayStation 5 and they were like, we did it. I got the PlayStation. We're going to be playing the PlayStation. So that's one thing I always love. So, yeah, just curating. Ain't that the word? Curating. But, yeah, I took a little break. But there's been, like, so much stuff going on from like the time from my last episode to now. A child, the main thing I want to talk about is Ariana Grande's new album, and that's random, but of course the popular songs are my favorite songs. I don't know what it is about it. Like, first of all, the one I listen to all the time is POV. I freaking love that song, like, especially like the way she just, like, I'm not gonna try to sing, but like, I just love that song. Like, I will literally be in the car singing that to the top of my voice. But this recent album is very soft. It's like very, you know, very, she needs to do a little R&B. Like, people say like she's pop, but boy, if you put her on a little R&B song, you know, that shit will be fire. I mean, not trying to take away opportunities from black R&B artists, but R&B is like, people are not like screaming at the time. People are not like hitting them high notes anymore. It's a lot of whispering. And it's like, what you whispering for? I can't hear you. But yeah, it's like, it's starting to sound saying, like, I was listening to a song. No, actually, I sent out a tweet. I was like, Summer Walker and Bryson Tiller, they sing the same. Like, it's very, But Summer Walker, it's crazy how Summer Walker, like, she still sounds the same, even though, like, I don't know. I guess it's a whole control thing. Because I know with one artist, I think it's Michelle, like, the way she talks and the way she sings are two different, like, voices. So I just like how you can control that, even though that could kind of hurt you in the future, like, constantly, putting this pressure on yourself. But yes, I love Point of View. It's just so beautiful. But I did take a little I feel like a brand new bitch, and I always feel like refreshed, like, when I come back from like a little vacation, except for when I came back from Florida. I was depressed when I came back from Florida, but I definitely changed certain things around, because, like, after a while, you just get tired. Like, you just get tired of stuff. But yeah, I came back. You know, I feel better. I feel more motivated. And I think that's something I have to like add to my life. Of course, you know, we got to see how the world does itself. But that's definitely something I want to add to myself. Like just taking a little getaways, whether that's like a weekend or like a week or shoot, one day I want to take a month, head somewhere out for a month. Because I don't know what it is, but I just be coming back feeling better. Even if I go to a whole nother city, I come back feeling refreshed, feeling better. I guess it's like just a break from what I normally do, and I'm able to think better. Like when I came, all right, so I went to Mexico. It was very nice. So when I came back, like I was very motivated. And I like that. I like that feeling. I was very motivated, even though my anxiety was very high because, child, I ain't never been. I don't really like planes because it's like, ugh. But I've never really been anywhere. Like I mostly drive everywhere, or like I go, you know, stay close. So something definitely different. So yes, I came back. Cracked open my little notebook where I write my ideas down. And sometimes I put ideas in my phone, but with my notebook, I'm able to see it out and like draft up something. So like I have like so many, I wrote down so many things, and like I organized my room. Clean up your room. I feel like I solved my problems. But I'm starting to use my calendar more. I don't really use my calendar, but I'm starting to use my calendar more. I got a whole new desk. I gave myself a little project because I was bored. Like I was real bored. But I cleaned up my room. Of course, declutter. Just like the regular stuff. I just came back motivated, feeling better. And it's also good to like move your space around because, you know, some people keep their space the same, but me, I'm a person that constantly like moves my space around. Like I'll move this over there, that over there, that over there, because I don't know what it is. It's just like a feeling. I don't know. But since I'm basically a little entrepreneur, I'm like, okay, you know, let me go ahead and just do what I gotta do instead of running from it. Because I did graduate. I graduated on my brother's birthday. So, you know, the sibling wars continue. But yes, I did graduate. And for a while, the school was like, you know, we'll keep y'all updated. We'll keep y'all updated. Yeah, we'll keep y'all updated. So, like, I'm like, bro, it's 2 months from the graduation. Like, what's up? Like, we ain't hear nothing. So then they made us take a survey, and they were like, you know what? We're gonna do it online. The ceremony was beautiful. Like, the colors, of course, a lot of motivational speaking, and you know, I just loved everything about the school. I went to Atlanta Technical College. I really don't talk about like places I really be at because I don't know. That's just me. But yes, I really like the school. Like they're really motivated. Like they helped you in so many different ways. And you know what's so funny? Because I know that a lot of people are like anti-college, and they're like, "Oh, a degree is just a piece of paper." Okay, so is money. So is them life insurance papers. So is your tag title. That's paper too. So you know, of course, I'm gonna be defensive when it comes to college because there's nothing wrong with furthering your education. Like I'm big on education because, you know, I don't want nobody out here getting play like finesse basically. And it's always good to like learn new stuff because you have people out here who will be mad at everybody. Who'll be mad at you for being smart or knowing something? Just the whole, oh, you think you better? Like, no, that's stay away from them crabs in the barrel people. because we don't need that. We don't need that at all, because not at all, because that's going to be like very depressing. And then it's the low vibration. Okay, it's the low vibration. Because then when those people who like talking down to you, when they start finally accomplishing something with themselves, they're going to act like everything is all in your head. So you got to stay away from people like that. It's just a nut. But one thing I'm definitely doing, I'm on my real healthy girl shit. Okay, I'm eating yogurt with granola and like honey and fruits. You know, my favorite vegan dish is jackfruit. Anything jackfruit. I made jackfruit nachos last year. They were good. So anything jackfruit. I'm going to try to do like a brown stew with jackfruit and see how that turns out. I did end up making like vegan brown stew, like there was no meat at all, and it was good, especially for my first time making it. I think I put too much browning, but it was good, and it smelled good too. So I'm going to try to like do more of that, but I'm not a vegan. But I do have my faves. Of course I have my faves. But yeah, I'm on my real healthy girl shit, because, you know, starting to have skin issues. I don't like having skin issues. You know, I'm drinking my water, taking my vitamins, you know, just the regular stuff. But I'm like, let me see what else is affecting me. Like, I think it's the sugar. It's the sugar. Okay. But the reason I stepped back from the podcast is because I was trying to figure out, like, my interest. I said, like, I'm basically a little entrepreneur, but I'm like having people say, like, oh, you need to focus on one thing and then you could do all the other stuff. But me, I'm a person that doesn't like to want to, I don't like to put stuff like on hold. I don't like putting things on hold, because I'm gonna start being like, oh my gosh, I want to do that so badly, but I can't because I gotta focus on this. And I feel like I'm missing out. I don't like that missing out feeling. So my main interest is like hair and photography. But, you know, hairs, you know, styles are constantly coming in. So it's like I need to learn these styles before I try to attempt these styles. So I have my mannequin head and all that stuff. And I think the thing is that I just need a schedule. I'll be trying to do everything at the same time. And just to get it out the way so I could like, oh, I could chill the next day. Instead of doing stuff little by little. And with photography is a lot, because I'm like a one-woman show. Like me, I want to be the model. I'm the makeup artist. I'm the stylist, the content creator. No, the creative director. So it's like getting myself ready. And then taking these pictures on my own. And then it takes a while. So I'm like, okay, gotta invest in a model. It's just all about like just doing things I love. I watched Soul the other day with my daughter. It was very beautiful. Pixar knows how to pull. Pixar knows how to make us. But yeah, so yeah, check them emails. This is your reminder to check your email, okay? Check your spam, check your trash. Check your emails, okay? And clear out your inbox, all right? I had to delete, I think, about 15,000 emails. It was just mostly unnecessary stuff. Because I was not receiving emails. They said, your Gmail is full. And we're not going to send you nothing. You won't be able to send nothing out until you get rid of this stuff. So empty out those emails, because, you know, you don't want to miss anything. And I will be glad when January 5th is over, because I am tired of my phone blowing up. I'm thinking somebody is checking up on me. Somebody's hitting me up. I'm like, ooh. And it's somebody telling me to go vote. I know to go vote. I know where to go. Please stop blowing up my phone, all right? About to put y'all on block with the rest of the people. So yeah, so a lot of things has been going on. You got the cab house or the clubhouse. Christmas. Oh my gosh, Christmas was beautiful. I'm still feeling so. I did not even get no socks. Like, dang, ain't nobody gonna give me no socks or nothing. That's how we doing. That's how we doing. Nobody's gonna give me an air fryer. I was looking forward to an air fryer. Dang, I gotta get it myself. But yeah, being an adult during Christmas time, especially like Christmas during a panini, it was mostly like I've been getting my daughter stuff all year. I've been getting myself stuff all year. I've been getting this person stuff. Like, all the gifts were given out before Christmas. So it was just like, oh, just a day to chill and watch movies and the hot cocoa and just stuff like that. New Year's came around, chilling. Not much overnight. Like, it was just chill. So chill. I'm glad the holidays are over because everywhere I turned, this, that. I did de decorate the place up a little bit. Christmas tree went down, right, I think right before New Year's or after New Year's, I can't remember. I don't keep my Christmas tree up forever. I remember some people kept their Christmas tree up till March, and this was like when I was a kid. They gotta get a whole bunch of business. But yes, New Year, new episode. So welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast, the mind of a Caribbean American. Thank you for listening. And new episodes will be dropping every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. So stay tuned, turn your notifications on. You can follow me at Country Caribbean on Instagram or The Country Caribbean Podcast on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at ALYNNB_. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.